All right, everyone good? Here we go. Good afternoon. We are going to open up the Joint Committee on Ways and Means Subcommittee on General Government. Today is April 16th, and we're getting started a little late at about 1:25. We're going to open up a work session on Senate Bill 581A relating to the Oregon Board of Accountancy. It's a fee bill. What do we need to know about this bill?
Okay, co-chairs and members of the committee, this Senate Bill 581A in gross is the fee bill for the Oregon Accountancy at the request of the Oregon Society of Certified Public Accountants. It reflects the outcome negotiated between this agency and the Oregon Association of Independent Accountants and the board, or among them. And this bill, as amended, will help the board maintain an adequate cash flow and ending balance. It's going to increase the individual active CPA and PA licensure two-year renewal from $160 to $225. This $95 increase is going to impact about 6,000 active level individual licensees and raise about $313,500 other funds for the board in the 15-17 biennium. And then the other one is a two-year renewal fee for about 1,000 firms from $175 to $265.
Perfect. Thank you. Madam Co-Chair.
Mr. Chair, I don't have anything in front of me. I apologize. Mr. Chair, I move that the General Government Subcommittee move Senate Bill 581 to the full Joint Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Perfect. Is there any comments on this? Okay. Industry sounds like they're good with this. All right. Any opposition?
Mr. Chair, I have no opposition. I just wanted to point out that that's the handout that I give the committee members points out that those state service government charges will be carried on to the next and increased in the next, some of them will be increased in the next biennium, and so that that verifies what the executive director of the Board of Accountancy pointed out in his PowerPoint presentation.
Perfect. Thank you. All righty. Everyone's good with this? All righty. So approved. Because this is a fee bill, I'm going to carry this one. We're going to close the work session on Senate Bill 581A. We're going to open up a work session on Senate Bill 5501, the Oregon Board of
Accountancy. Carriers for both chambers and full. So.
I'll take full and the House floor. I guess the co-chairs will decide House floor, but Madam Co-Chair?
Sure.
Okay. Madam Co-Chair will take it on the Senate side. Okay. All right. And so now we're going to open up a work session on Senate Bill 55. Oh. We've got you as a yes vote on this?
That would be correct. Yes. Thank you.
We got you. All righty. And let it be known Representative Comp is excused on that. All right. Now we're opening it up. We got this all correct. Opening up our work session on Senate Bill 5501. What do we need to know on this one?
And this Senate Bill 5501 is the appropriation bill for the Board of Accountancy. And there are 2015-17 LFO recommended budget is going to be $2,471,473 other funds and 8 FTE. It's basically their current service level with two policy package, both to address their the record level of complaints that they've been receiving against licensees. So package 100 is for an additional, is to make permanent a limited duration financial investigation position. And package 101 is to allow them another $100,000 to contract with investigators and pay attorney general fees.
Perfect. Thank you. Madam Co-Chair.
Mr. Chair, I move House Senate Bill 5501 to the full Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass. Mr. Chair, I move that the General Government Subcommittee approve the LFO recommendations to Senate Bill 5501.
Perfect. So we have a motion. Are there any comments from the committee? Any thoughts we want to share? Industry, we're good with this. Mr. Director, we're good with this. All righty. Is there any opposition? Seeing none, so approved.
Mr. Chair, I move that the Dash 1 amendment to Senate Bill 5501.
And co-chairs and members of the committee, the Dash 1 amendment is just changing the amount from $2,469,720 to the LFO recommendation of $2,471,473.
All right. Is there any comments or thoughts from the committee? Is there any opposition from the committee? Seeing none, so approved.
Mr. Chair, I move that the General Government Subcommittee approved the LFO key performance measures recommendation. Oh. Oh, sorry, I skipped one. I did that one already. No, we just did that.
Okay, all right.
We just did that.
All right.
Now
so
we're here, aren't we?
Now we're here. Okay. And so on OLIS, you will see the department's key performance measures. And overall, the board's picture is holding steady. They remain steady in their customer service key performance measures. Significant improvement on the board best practices measure. And the only place where they're not meeting target is related to their compliance work, which we're trying to fix with those two policy packages.
Thank you. Now I move that the General Government Subcommittee approve the LFO performance measures recommendations for Senate Bill 5501.
Perfect. Thank you. Colleagues, we have a motion on the table. Is there any discussion on this motion? Any thoughts? Any opposition? Seeing none, so approved.
Now do we get to do this one? Cool. Mr. Chair, I move that the General Government Subcommittee move Senate Bill 5501 as amended to the full Joint Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Perfect. Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. So once again, colleagues, we have a motion. Is there any thoughts on this motion? Any opposition? All righty. So we're going to approve that. Thank you, colleagues. Does anyone have a burning desire to carry this one? Madam Co-Chair, would you help us with this?
Sure.
All right. Madam Co-Chair is going to carry the appropriation bill to the full Joint Committee. I'll take it on. Well, Representative Hurd, I'm going to give you an opportunity to carry a bill.
Okay.
All right, I want you to carry this one on the House floor. All righty. Is there any other things we want to share? Any other thoughts? Senator.
I'm looking at these memos about the DAS charges. I love the nomenclature. The result of applying the new methodology to the updated counts resulted in some agencies seeing increases as high as 391%. It was very apparent that these increases were undesirable. What? How about unconscionable?
Alrighty, on that, we're closing the work session on Senate Bill 5501. And colleagues, seeing no other business before us today, we are going to adjourn. Right, we're good with that, Kim?
Yes.
Millie, we're good? Alrighty, we're adjourned.
There you go, team.
Alrighty, we're adjourned.
There you go, team.
Hey, we're good.